This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Joseph Berardo Jr., the CEO of Concordia Care Inc., a specialty risk transfer care coordination company grounded in behavioral health sciences that provides carve-outs for catastrophic, complex, and large loss cases. Mr. Berardo, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, give us an overview of Concordia and the types of companies and organizations it services.
I'd be happy to. So thanks. And I guess it was a little bit of a mouthful to say kind of what we're doing in the risk transfer care coordination space. But simply put, we are an organization that works on injured workers, injured folks that have, for the most part, had a large loss, meaning that it was a very expensive or complex case. And we work with insurers, government entities, third-party administrators, reinsurers, to basically carve out and focus on this risk and make sure that the person is getting what they need and has the best chance to reach their new normal in a recovery. And we do that through an insurance product where we actually carve out the financial risk as well as the clinical risk and work on behalf of the original insurer.
If you would, tell us how you would describe the Pathways to Recovery model and the importance of its patient-centric focus.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So the company really was born out of the idea that when we're looking at injuries, many times we're just looking at what's occurred. So what's the diagnosis of the actual occurrence? Was it a traumatic brain injury? Was it a multiple trauma? Was it a burn in some cases? And for the most part, what we've left behind in a lot of these programs and recoveries has been, you know, who's the individual at the center of this? So the concept of the Pathways to Recovery model is two things. It's essentially what the company spends its time doing. How do we get the individual on the appropriate path to their recovery, whatever that might be? And then we've created a technology platform and a system that allows us to track that. What we've done, Eric, is we've taken all of the aspects of an individual and their clinical recovery and kind of integrated it into one process. And what I mean by that is we're using the biological information, you know, what's occurred clinically, the psychological information, who's this person, what has been their history, have they had other issues, do they live alone, are they married, are they divorced, did they recently go through a divorce, do they have a support system, and then social. You know, what are the other aspects? Where do they live? Is it rural? Is it urban? What other resources will they have available to them? And we created kind of this, what we call a biopsychosocial approach to recovery. And we start with basically the person at the center. And Concordia is an interesting company because Concordia was founded in the managed behavioral healthcare space. And what we've done is about a year ago, myself and some others who came out of both managed healthcare and the workers' comp industry came together kind of understanding and trying to address the issue around the complexities of recovery. And what I mean by that is, you know, this whole opioid crisis that we're hearing about kind of every day in the newspaper actually has had a significant impact in the recovery of injured workers. In fact, you know, there tends to be things that they call delayed recovery, where people have been maybe a minor injury and it's turned into something more complex because along the way, they're an addiction issue or substance use disorder has developed. So by putting the person at the center and working on things that are going to be helpful in the clinical recovery, we also work hand in hand to make sure that we work on things like depression avoidance, addiction avoidance, support for the family. And we really make sure that we're looking at the whole patient as we kind of take them on their pathway to recovery, kind of being cute. And we use something that we call the P2R system, where we've integrated all of the behavioral profiling with the clinical profiling. all the evidence-based medicine and all the things that we work, all the tools that we work with to make sure that we give this person the best opportunity for maximum medical improvement and a terrific new normal.
And most helpful response there. Thanks so much. Now, also, would you explain the Concordia distinction as a specialty risk transfer company and how that capability differentiates the company in the marketplace?
That's a great question because it's a little bit of a niche-y, in some ways complex approach to the market. But what we found was it made sense for Concordia to develop basically an insurance carve-out product. And why we did that was when dealing with injury historically in the workers' comp space or what we broadly call the casualty space, because this could also happen, you know, in a car accident, in the no-fault space. It could happen in property insurance where, you know, somebody might fall at some insured place of business. But what we did is we found it was important to carve out and take the financial risk because historically there's been a reluctance for the workers' comp industry to recognize the behavioral impact of recovery. And what I mean by that is, you know, there was a term kind of hanging around the industry saying nobody's really interested in buying the psych claim, the psychological claim, meaning they didn't want to be responsible for things around the behavioral health or mental health space. But what the marketplace has really come to realize, and if you kind of Google the word biopsychosocial, you'll see that there's now a recognition that there's clearly a behavioral impact, a post-traumatic stress disorder type thing, or this person might have been treated for behavioral issues prior. I mean, we have a high frequency of folks on antidepressants in the general population, and clearly, you know, some of those people end up being those that get injured at work. So without identifying the behavioral and playing that into the recovery, it really was impossible. So what we thought here is if our customers, you know, like the big casualty insurers of the world or the state funds that manage workers' compensation pools or build big self-insureds, are reluctant to kind of introduce the concept of behavioral into the recovery, why don't we make it easier for them by taking the financial risk? So in some ways, we're structured as an insurer for other insurers. So we will actually take the insurance risk from another insurer. It's why we call it specialty carve out and risk transfer. And by doing that, we are free to make sure that we can execute on the appropriate clinical and psychological recovery plan. Quite frankly, and we believe making it much easier and giving the patient a better opportunity to recover appropriately.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Joseph Berardo Jr., the CEO of Concordia Care Inc., a specialty risk transfer care coordination company grounded in behavioral health sciences that provides carve-outs for catastrophic, complex, and large loss cases here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Berardo, explain the casualty sector and the relevance of Concordia for injuries related to workers' comp.
Sure. So the casualty insurance side of the business, we're all pretty much familiar with group health, right? Because that's gotten discussed in nauseam, really, around Obamacare and other things. But there's a whole other side of the insurance world that actually has a clinical and medical component attached to it. So in casualty insurance, is primarily concerned with the losses caused by injuries to persons that happen either in the workplace, the result of a car accident, perhaps, or in the property of others. So in other words, it's kind of everything on that liability and risk side of the world, whether, you know, it's for an employer or a property owner or a car owner. So for the most part, it's a whole other system of delivering care to an injured person, which fundamentally, and I'm a managed care guy by a career of 25 years, none of that ever made sense to me. When you have an injury, clinically, you should be treating that injury. But what's really interesting is if you broke your arm in your backyard or you broke your arm in your car or you broke your arm at work, there's actually three different systems of care and payers that are involved in making sure that the medical bills associated with that condition are paid appropriately. So the casualty industry, for the most part, is dealt with basically injured workers and those injured in the property of others. And what's really interesting about that is there's been really no recognition or desire to go further and recognize the psychological factors that impact recovery. And, you know, 60% of injured workers with chronic pain, and these are studies that have been done, have at least one psychiatric diagnosis. Could be depression. It could be post-traumatic stress disorder. So what's interesting about that is I think in the industry's desire to use best practices and clinical pathways and using literature, which, by the way, are all good things, what's been left behind is kind of the psychological evaluation, the behavioral component of figuring out who that patient is first and then moving it along the recovery continuum. And, you know, particularly in the workers' comp space, there's a lot of folks that end up being stuck in this recovery process. In fact, the industry has even created a term for them that they call delayed recovery patients. And usually, and we take a look at those patients and we manage those patients in our business, when we look at the case and look at the clinical information available to us and we have the opportunity to talk to the patient, it's very clear that there's either a psychological issue or a substance use disorder issue that's embedded in this particular in a particular case, which in fact has delayed the recovery. So starting with, you know, that first and then driving towards everything else, we found has been, you know, so much more effective in being an advocate for the patient and then moving them along to their new normal.
Now let's take a look at the opioid crisis within the U.S. with the nation's focus on opioid abuse. Concordia's Pathways to Recovery model is positioned to provide an important solution. Tell us how the combination of behavioral health and clinical approaches advance individual recovery here.
Well, you know, there's statistics out there that have shown about 2 million Americans are opioid dependent. That's 1 in 4 opioid prescriptions lead to addiction. So, you know, as the president said, I think it was last week or the week before, it's become a national crisis. And what we found is that if we have an early intervention with a patient and we work with them in kind of their issues around pain and have them understand how pain meds will work and be only part of their recovery, but not the long-term component to being the key to their recovery, you know, we're finding that it's a much more efficient approach. And I think for the most part, with all of the news that has been put around this information, you know, people have actually even become a little afraid of using opioids. You know, early opioid use in an injured worker leads to an increased claim duration, we found, and medical costs and the use of, and the utilization of disability services. So if there's a way to either acutely use opioids at the beginning of the injury and move them quickly to something else, you know, like a Motrin or an ibuprofen kind of product or other therapies, it certainly is beneficial. And then, you know, obviously there's a behavioral health aspect to that because, you know, in many cases, if you have a substance use disorder, an opiate addiction, de facto, there's some type of underlying behavioral issue that probably needs to be addressed. So, you know, what's been interesting about all this as we've talked to our patients is nobody wants to be addicted to opioids. They just don't know how to find their way off of them. And in fact, when you talk to treating physicians and you talk to others that are involved in treating patients, you know, the intersection and the, I'll call it the support between, let's call it an internist or an orthopedic physician, and their knowledge of how to refer people into the behavioral aspect of getting people help or addiction services is in many cases non-existent. So what we feel is that Concordia provides a handoff. You know, we're in a position to basically work with treating physicians, with patients, their families, and to identify specifically what's going on, make the appropriate connection with the patient, make the appropriate connections with the appropriate programs, and then deal with the condition in a way that is going to have a long-term sustained effect of having that person, you know, reach recovery and then stay in recovery and not have to be caught up in this terrible epidemic.
Well, Mr. Berardo, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for all the fabulous information and also what you're doing in the healthcare space. We can't thank you enough for your time today. Where can listeners get all the details on Concordia Care?
So I guess the best way to get some more information related to us is on our website, which is www.concordiacare.com.
And it can't get any easier than that. Again, Mr. Berardo, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Well, appreciate your time, Eric, and thanks to all your listeners.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Joseph Berardo, Jr., the CEO of Concordia Care, Inc., a specialty risk transfer care coordination company grounded in behavioral health sciences that provides carve-outs for catastrophic complex and large loss cases. And for all the details, simply visit ConcordiaCare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.